Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, so one of the many conversations that we have been having is an update that I told you about this morning, and that is the Constitutional Court has denied AfriForum leave to appeal the Kill the Boer ruling. And they said that they've done so because there is not a reasonable chance of success. And we had this conversation a little bit earlier. Is it correct? Is it okay for Julius Malema, who is obviously doing it deliberately because he doesn't have to, he chooses to, he could, even without the ruling, with or without the ruling, he could refrain from doing so, but he does it deliberately to provoke and to gain attention, we know that. But should he be precluded from singing Kill the Boer, shoot the farmer, kill the, whatever it is, it's all about shooting, oh, shoot to kill or something like that. Either way, is it the correct decision? And how do we determine hate speech versus freedom of speech? Now, the Constitutional Court ruled that it fell in the area of freedom of speech. Well, William Bird is the Director of Media Monitoring Africa. William, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good, thanks. Excited to be chatting about always fun and difficult issues.
But really difficult ones, because it kind of makes me think maybe I'm not getting the cultural aspect of that song. Take us through the thought process around it.
So hate speech is one of the most difficult issues to actually, to determine, precisely because we've got a very high protection for freedom of expression in our constitution.
Right.
So for something to be considered hate speech, it really has to cross any number of boundaries. And there are specific tests that are set out that determine whether or not something is or isn't hate speech. So in our most recent Constitutional Court judgment, you need to do a few things. You need to advocate or propagate hatred on one or more of the protected grounds. Now, on the surface of it, the Kill the Boer song does that. It does it on the basis of either race or ethnicity. And it does advocate, it says, kill them, which is pretty much a term for incitement. And the intention of it has to be to clearly be to be harmful or to incite harm, and that there can't be some kind of a legitimate basis for using it. So in an easier example, if you think of the old South African flag, that was found to be a form of hate speech because of its historical meaning and because of the context and what it represented. So if I take a old South African flag to a football or any kind of a sports event and I start waving it around in front of a whole lot of black people, that would easily and appropriately be considered to be an expression of hate speech. If, however, I take the same South African flag and I write the old South African flag and I write about it and its origins and I talk about what it means, etc., etc., that would be completely okay. In the one instance, it's just a scientific issue or considered to be, you know, looking at it to understand its origins, and the other, it is used to incite. So the same thing in a different context can have a completely different value and meaning. And in this particular case, what we're seeing with the Kill the Boer song is that they're saying because of its historic roots, because of its particular context, because of the way it was sung and used in the original case, they found the courts, both the Equality Court and then the Supreme Court of Appeal, found that actually it was not a form of hate speech. Now it seems that I don't know on what basis the challenge was taken, the appeal was taken, but I'm imagining that they'd have to then go and lodge a new case in a different context showing that this actually is. So it is a different thing about if you are celebrating on Human Rights Day and you are jumping around singing and the rest of the context is about respecting rights and all of those sorts of things, as opposed to
Julius Malema actually did that this Human Rights Day, which is quite funny. I don't think it's funny, but it was very, very deliberate. So in some sense, does he have a license? I guess the question is, does he have a license to sing it however he wants? If he's working a crowd up towards, not he, if somebody, because let's not make it about him, if somebody uses a shoot to kill, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, sounds like it could be an instruction or inciting violence used in the correct way, that certainly could be part of getting a crowd going.
Exactly. So I think if you were, for example, to be going to a place and there was a local protest in a peri-urban or at a farm, mm-hmm. and you were to go there with a whole lot of people and gather out there and intend to rile people up and then use that particular phrase in order to encourage and incite violence, then it might be in that context that it would be found to be a form of hate speech. So I think that's just because in this instance it isn't, it doesn't mean that if it was used by another person in a different context that it would be hate speech. And you can see, you know, and sometimes these things are subtle. So there was an example the other day of someone posting a Holocaust denial, which of course is understood globally as a form of hate speech, precisely because of what it means and the intention around it. And it was actually a fairly subtle version of that, where they said, look at this image here, there was the tower wasn't used, it wasn't shown, and then later on the tower was there, suggesting that somehow, you know, the evil Jewish people had gone and recreated this idea that the Holocaust was there or a lot worse. And in that instance, it was the addition or removal of a chimney used to perpetuate the idea and deny the Holocaust, right? And yet that would be considered a form of hate speech because of its role in relation to Holocaust denial, because Holocaust denial itself is a form of hate speech. So it's, and on the surface, to people that aren't intimately aware of the precise context, you'd look at it and you'd go, but come on, man, that's not nearly as egregious or serious as him chanting at a rally, let's kill the Boer, shoot to kill. But of course it is very much determined on the basis of context. I suspect that had AfriForum gone, or if there's another instance where it's used in a context that isn't at a political rally, then it may well be considered a form of hate speech.
It's just it's so interesting and perplexing, because whereas on the one hand I really do understand and might even agree with the old South African flag being a hated symbol, I'm struggling to understand the difference, and it feels like they're not being treated in the same way.
So I think that relevant to that, there's one of the advocates who specializes in hate speech, Ben Winks, talks about this concept of punching up or punching down. And that is a nice thing to think about when you're trying to determine whether something is or isn't hate speech. So if you're punching up, it's usually someone that is the marginalized making fun of. So we can make fun of the president of America, for example, because he's a public figure and because of his power, of the power that he has. But for him to make fun of a poor disabled person, for example, would not be appropriate, because that wouldn't be okay. So us saying something that may be considered hate speech, or certainly in relation to him, is less likely to be hate speech because of that concept of punching up or punching down. So you've got to recognize the particular power dynamics and context and history that is imbued in the person that makes those particular comments. So we know, for example, that the old South African flag was an instance of very much of punching down, used as a deliberate tool of oppression, whereas the song Kill the Boer was used in context in a way to resist and fight back against oppression that was there. So, and when you talk about black people saying it, it still has that clear element of punching up as opposed to punching down.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see or to try and understand. We don't have time, unfortunately, to identify if that changes, when that power switches, and has it switched in South Africa. On that note, we are going to, unfortunately, need to leave it. William Bird, thank you for that. William is Director of Media Monitoring Africa.